Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Channel 9 last night, there was a sit-down dinner, cocktails, bit of name-calling. It wasn't Married at First Sight. It was 60 Minutes. Our Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his wife Jenny had an interview conducted by Carl Stefanovic.
Amazing. This is new, isn't it? This isn't like Josh Frydenberg comes out with, you know, the entrees with the apron on when he was staying.
They must have cut that bit out. He didn't have the frilly apron on. They stuffed Carl into a suit and and plied him with margaritas as he basically interviewed the Prime Minister, you know, in a bit of marketeering or marketing and publicity for the PM. And given the press conference he was at the other day where he had this slip of the tongue.
The full financial commitment of the Commonwealth Government to this shitty city shaping. You've got to be careful with that.
You can understand why he got wife Jenny to do most of the talking last night. But it did get to the point where, like, are we voting for Jenny? Is Jenny up for election? Running? What is happening here? Eventually, though, they did show more of Scott Morrison, and he tried to make himself seem like, you know, that's a regular bloke.
A knockabout Aussie
that's
guy.
That's it. It started off with ScoMo in the kitchen. He had the apron on.
Okay.
Cooking up a curry. And there's Carl, probably about three margaritas deep at this point, interviewing ScoMo, who's running around like it's the finals of MasterChef trying to get this curry whipped up.
Anything I can do, PM? Anything I can do over here?
No, mate, I think I'll be right.
Jenny makes a mean margarita.
She does.
Whoops. Watch out for the knives.
Yep.
Seen a few of those in your time?
Only from behind.
I'm like, how does that work? They're behind you. How do you see them? I mean, even Carl's like, I'll just have another margarita and hopefully it'll make sense after that. So ScoMo was cooking up what he labels his signature masala curry.
Yeah, we've all got a signature dish, but okay.
Takes him 2 hours to cook this.
Oh, all right.
They edited it down, obviously. Again, okay. It wasn't like a MasterChef final where you had to sit through 4 hours of watching someone cook a curry,
prep time.
Yeah, he was trying to make it seem like this is just a regular thing for the Morrisons.
We made a ritual of it as a family. Because when you do what, you know, you do, what I do, what a lot of people do, you live busy lives, you've got to keep a sort of a rhythm to your family.
Yeah.
So the girls have been having curry since they've been about five or six.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem was when we had this on at our house, people were saying, he's doing it from the recipe book. Like, he had the recipe book and he's like, oh, what's this?
old school.
What, red curry? What's that? They're like, it was kind of like, wouldn't you know, if it was such a ritual, wouldn't you
exactly
know?
Exactly right, yeah.
So that was a bit questionable. I think most of the time it's you know, menu log to the rescue when it comes to curries at a Kirribilli house.
Was the giveaway when he had like a little earpiece in and he had someone telling him exactly what the recipe was. Now pick up the knife, downward motion.
Peter Dutton's on the other end going, all right, you need to slice the onion in a downwards direction. And then obviously they had their curry and they were sitting around and ScoMo's like, oh, how about a bit of entertainment, everyone? Mm. I'm pretty handy on the ukulele.
Everyone knows the chorus.
Yeah, go.
Take me to the April sun in Cuba. Oh. Take me to the April sun in Cuba. I can't remember the words. Oh.
Come on, Jed, get into it.
You forgot the words. See, that's where you needed Peter Dutton and the earpiece for the next.
Oh, man. I feel sorry for Drake and the amount of people that try to tackle that song and just destroy it.
Yeah, I know. But it was probably a safe choice for the PM to do Dragon's April Sun.
Yeah.
Because apparently originally he wanted to throw on the Hawaiian shirt and play this on the ukulele. That wouldn't have been a good look on the interview.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
G'day, thanks for having me on the show. Jeez, I have gone a bit mad with the steps, haven't I?
just a little, but it's for a good cause. Whereabouts are you today, Captain?
So I'm at Batemans Bay. A little later, I head through Mogo and Maruia. A little school in Mogo. It's going to be pretty cool. I get to wave like there's 47 kids in there. That's going to be fun. Yeah, then down onward to Bega.
That's fantastic. We'll have to organise some sort of little Bega prize pack for you from the cheese factory, some of the selected cheeses and things as well, and all sorts of quintessential Bega stuff.
I mean, it sounds lovely, but, mate, I'm the only man who could walk in Brisbane and Melbourne and put on weight, buddy. you know. Here, Captain Australia, eat this breakfast. Here, Captain Australia, I bought you a pie. Here, Captain Australia, come on, come here for dinner.
Maybe we can get you a new set of shoes, Captain. Like, how many steps do you reckon you cluck up a day?
I couldn't tell you the math, mate. I'm too old and silly to be able to count that sort of thing. But yeah, I reckon I cover on average about 35K a day. A lot of the walks have been solitary, national park, down the coastline in northern New South Wales. But here since I got to Nowra, the public support has been gorgeous. Like, it's all these lovely beats and waves. Yesterday, a police cruiser went by and they're like, "Love your work, Captain Australia."
Oh, really?
That's cool. Yeah. I walked into a roadhouse at East Lynn. People were clapping and applauding as I swaggered into the roadhouse.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I think there's just lovely support, and I'm so grateful to anyone in the public listening. Thank you so much for your support. I'm just trying to do a good thing, a righteous thing for charity. If you want to check it out on Facebook, it's Cap's Big Walk. I do daily live streams and all of that sort of stuff, and the charity information's on there as well.
Yeah, so you're looking to raise around $250,000. You're just a tick under $100,000 at the moment. Sounds like an overwhelming amount of support you're getting on there.
It is wonderful, mate. But for me, I don't know, the numbers, like counting the steps, I'm just an old bookhead. But it's about one life. If we can just save one child, the idea that the treatment outcomes are softened, or that they get to survive where they wouldn't otherwise, and that's not just one life this year, but of the 950 kids affected, every future year an unborn child is saved. So that, for me, is what keeps me marching.
Yeah, you are doing it for the Kids Cancer Project.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of support along the way. I know someone's already paid for your accommodation in Maria tonight, so you got a leg to stay there.
Yeah, people keep doing all these lovely acts of kindness. So now, yeah, I have to head off to Maria because there's a room at the Monarch Hotel that's been arranged for me. And I've been sleeping rough so much that when you get a hotel room, it's great. You can charge up all your devices and, you know, watch the news on the telly, feel like a human being again, deal with the chafing, all of that.
Have a
shower. You're like a big celebrity now. Hopefully a shoe sponsorship isn't too far away. I feel like you could almost get to that level where it's like Forrest Gump, where everyone starts running behind him.
Mate, I am already too much like Forrest Gump. The is a bit disturbing.
Captain, how can people help? Obviously, you don't want any extra food at this point. How can people help out with your walk from Brisbane to Melbourne? What's the easiest way for them to get on board?
The most profound thing they can do is to help the charity, either by sharing the word or directly donating. Don't feel on the hook. I love the idea that my walk is helping people see hope as well. Mm. It's become this story we're writing together, and it's gorgeous. But if they went onto that Facebook page, they'd see links to the charity. And if they were able to and felt disposed to, there's a donation page that they could check out there.
And we did see as well, you've got your daily donor Dares of Doom. And apparently you have to try and you have to get hold of a stuffed toy fox today. Is this right?
Yeah, I think that was from a guy at a cafe in Ulladulla, the Foxy Cafe. So I got his name wrong, so it's a revenge there. I've had to do heaps of them, dye my beard pink. I've had to go into a pub and say, "I'll have a beer, thanks." And I'm not paying because I'm a bloody superhero. No,
I've tried that. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Well, the guy knew who I was, so he was smooth as duck poop. He was like, "Yeah, mate, no worries. Lovely. You're not paying, you're a legend." So that was great. I had to walk backwards for an hour. I fell on my back like a turtle on the beach. Yeah, it was funny. So those daily donor dares are doing it funny. And when we hit 100 grand, the community keeps saying I need to shave all my body hair off or get a tattoo or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's going to be happening soon.
It's no longer Captain Australia's Big Walk, you know. It's everybody else's, and I've just got to go with the flow. And if they need me to be bald, I'll look even weirder than I already do.
Fair enough. Well, your feet may be sore, but Captain Australia, we salute your efforts to walk from Brisbane to Melbourne. Check out all of Captain Australia's adventures and help donate towards the Kids Cancer Project, Cap's Big Walk on Facebook. Give him a toot when you're heading by. And if anyone's got a stuffed toy fox,
That'd be helpful.
Hand it over to the captain as well. Good luck, Simon. We wish you all the best. And make sure you swing by when you come through Bega.
I will do, guys. Thank you so much. What a joy. I really appreciate it. Cheers.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Safe to say, the last few years, Tourism Australia's had a bit of a hit and miss sort of a crack when it comes to promoting our country in the best possible way. You know, 2006, back in the day, you had Lara Bingle, "Where the Bloody Hell Are Ya?"
Mm.
That one seemed to work okay. You had Paul Hogan with "The Front of the Shrimp on the Barbie."
Yeah.
The 1980s. But then the last few years, man, they paid about $9 million for that one with Hamish Blake and his wife, which didn't even really show much of Australia or anything. It was just really dodgy attempt at trying to crack jokes.
Yeah, I didn't feel that was a great tourism campaign. The one they had a couple of years back where it was Chris Hemsworth and Danny McBride, and they were sort of making the
Mr.
Crocodile Dundee 4 sort of thing, and that sort of got the ball rolling with that sort of thing. That was huge. That went viral, that one. That was massive.
And then we had the one in 2020 where Kylie Minogue reportedly got paid around $1 million for that tourism one to get more people from the UK to come and visit.
Yeah.
That one never even aired. And in there you had Kylie Minogue, you had Warney, you had Thorpe, you had all these celebrities in this video to try and promote.
Fully understood, because like, is that saying you come to Australia, what you're going to be
automatically
able to get a selfie with Kylie? Like, it's not going to work that way. She's not as common as a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Like, show more pictures of koalas and kangaroos. That sort of stuff you can see.
What is it? You go to Hawaii, as soon as you get off the plane, you get the thing around your neck and the luau, whatever it's called, and everything like that. The lay across the neck. Well, I think you're going to get off the plane and Kylie Minogue's going to be there greeting you, and Chris Hemsworth's going to be there
singing "Locomotive" as do the locomotion as you set foot on the tarmac.
Well, maybe they've finally learned, because they've spent around $40 million on this latest campaign. No celebrities in sight.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't officially drop until a bit later on today, the full video, but I've managed to squeeze a little bit out. For this is just a bit of a snippet of the latest Tourism Australia campaign.
Peace and quiet. We've got a few spots. Cultural sites, ancient wonders. Take your pick. Don't go small. Go Australia. Come and say g'day.
Okay. Don't go small. Go Australia is the slogan this time.
Suggesting we're big.
Yeah, and it's happened just in time, because obviously Australia has announced they're opening up their, you know, to international travel at a bigger, you know, sort of selection around the 21st of this month. And immediately they saw an effect online on people just booking holidays to Australia and things.
Ah.
Online travel site Skyscanner saw an overall 199% increase in international bookings into Australia the day after the reopening announcement was made.
Yeah.
The strongest from the UK, up 272%, Germany up 192%, with spikes from India and Ireland, and March, the most popular month for travel. The $40 million campaign includes billboards in New York's Times Square and London's Piccadilly Circus.
Good.
So from today, Piccadilly and Times Square in New York will have Australia
big images
campaigns
of Australia saying, come and see everything Australia has to offer, except Western Australia.
Yeah, and on that note, you know, like, we did talk about, obviously, Australia getting celebrities to help out the last couple of years. You know, Western Australia, they've got Shannon Noll to help out their latest campaign.
What about me?
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.